Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley, and we're pleased today to talk to you about Accountants World family of products. We'll be talking mainly about Practice Relief and Cloud Cabinet, but I'd like to frame this by first explaining that the vendor has an entire suite of products called Power Practice Suite. For most of you, we would recommend that purchasing the entire suite is wise because all you really have to do is add tax. Now, in other Technology Lab sessions, we'll talk to you about Accounting Power and the payroll relief products, which we think are very good in their own right. But today's focus is around the practice management product of Practice Relief and how the Power Practice Suite could also allow you to bring in after-the-fact payroll, document management with Cloud Cabinet, and they even include website relief along the way. Now, the founders, Chandra and Sharda Bhansali, have been dedicated to the public practice of accounting for their entire history of writing software. So they are among the earliest, in fact, to my knowledge, the earliest SaaS accounting vendor creators. And they have been very adamant about working with accounting firms to allow them to maintain control of the relationship with their clients. So that's a mouthful and quite different than our normal start. So Brian, I think at this point I might ask you to comment on my setup with Power Practice Suite and then what you'd like our listeners to know about Practice Relief and Cloud Cabinet.
You know, this product and this suite of products is really designed to manage your back office and to help you manage, help your firm manage the back offices of your clients. So, you know, we talked quite a bit about, you know, we'll talk later about payroll relief, and we talked in a different podcast about Accounting Power. But when you take that with the Cloud Cabinet document storage system, it's really a fully integrated suite of tools to help you manage, help you manage your relationship with clients. You know, they have time tracking within here, so you can enter and review tasks and expenses. They're set up to handle retainer-based billing, where you bill so much a month to handle tasks. We also have a scheduler in here. And when we look at these, it's really been well thought out, some of the things that they've inserted. They actually have an email engine in here that you can use to send out standardized messages. So when you have a problem or something, you can, or you know, something about W-2s or 1099s, you can blast that out very easily to all your clients. When you're really in crunch time, you can do electronic email, bill presentment. And again, all of the information is integrated with the other applications. So when you publish a bill, you can actually have it, an invoice, you can actually have it get published to the client's, to the portal, so that the client then can have that and can go forward. We also can do electronic payment through the payroll relief product. So what this really gives you is it gives you a suite of solutions solutions where you don't have to key things in a second time or a third time from when you're working in the other applications. You really just do the work, and then you have the data in the billing software, in the practice relief software, in order to initiate and process the billing. So it's really designed for effectiveness, and it's been very, very well thought out.
Well, interesting that you use the word effectiveness, because I believe this tool can help raise staff productivity and eliminate inefficiencies. And you heard Brian describing that a little bit with the automatic posting into the portal. And so many of you have to try to figure out, okay, what am I going to use for a portal? What are my extra steps to put things in the portal? And even when we think about competitors that do portals very well, there's extra steps to connect to other practice management products. And even if it's offered from a single vendor, there's extra steps. The other thing that the publisher here of Accountants World is wise enough to do, they've had the correct realization and utilization reports inside their system for a long time. I know that that's been in there 15 or 20 years. And you might think, well, isn't that, doesn't everybody have that right? And the answer is, rarely, because rarely do the vendors get these type of things right. So inside the system, the ability to handle various clients, projects, your users, your expense types, your tasks, they're all in there with selectable dropdowns. Just to give you an idea of the flexibility, you can have up to 10 descriptions and rates for each user inside your firm. So, you know, where you may want to bill at different rates for different types of work, or you may want to do value billing, all of those things are readily handled. And that includes this ability to do flat fee value billing or hourly billing inside the system itself. So beyond that, the invoicing strategies and the payments, as Brian pointed out, are solid. The ACH engine that's been developed by this company to handle not only the practice relief product, but also the accounting power and payroll relief products are pretty notable. And the vendor has been doing things electronically with a SaaS attitude for a long time, 20 plus years. So I think, Brian, as you're just thinking about the invoicing methodologies, the system itself has a simple way to produce those summary bills that most accountants like. I could continue to go on and probably could on some of the other invoicing things, but I want to head to reporting next, but what else might you add at this point?
You know, the invoices are very simple. They get delivered electronically. We can email them. We can print them out. We can, it gives the accountant control and gives the accountant a way to do it the way the accountant wants to do it. Okay. So you can go in and customize things. You can add your logo. And the nice thing about this, again, is that you can process these, the payments and other things using ACH if you do retainer based billings. And by doing that, you can really reduce your merchant fees and reduce your dependence on merchant fees. So, you know, when we go through and look at this, you know, the scheduler is interesting. We can actually go in and assign tasks to people, set up appointments or times. So what this means is that a receptionist or a manager can go in and set up an appointment for each of the employees. They can then go in and create a task associated with it. And then once that task is handled, then you can actually send that directly to Practice Relief as something that needs, for which we need to send a bill. So the idea behind this is that, again, the whole thing is fully integrated, and you can again follow through here and manage clients and do some pretty amazing things within here.
All right. So taking it over into reporting, because many of you choose your practice management systems based on the reports that you can deliver to partners. Besides the utilization and realization reports I mentioned earlier, there's also fairly extensive payment reporting. So you can identify payments received by their credit type and see all the outflows and inflows and receivables within the firm. You can also analyze your fees and expenses for each client and compare those back to the original billing amounts. But from a firm-wide reporting, there is a performance summary report, which includes the active clients and engagements, the number and amount of pending payments, other tasks and expenses to be invoiced, your WIP, if you will. There is also summary invoice information with bill totals. You can see staff productivity by billable, non-billable, as well as billed hours, fees, and costs. And you can easily see the time spent by staff for all assigned clients, whether you're doing value billing or whether you're simply using that time to do your cost analysis on the services provided. So in terms of practice relief as a practice management product, it's good by itself. I think it's better when brought in with the whole Power Practice suite. But, you know, in some of the time we have left, Brian, if you've got other things we need to say about the practice relief product, we should do that, but we need to get to Cloud Cabin as well. So are there any other items you'd say on practice relief?
You know, on practice relief, the thing I would suggest to you here is that it's really fully integrated with the other applications. And that's the beauty of that, again, is that you only have to do things once. You can, when you set up, for example, a new client, you set up that they use Accounting Power or they don't, they use After the Fact Payroll or they don't, and they, you know, up for each of the applications in the suite. And so, this is not a situation where you have to set up a client portal. The client just uses Cloud Cabin. You give them a login, they log in, and that's where they go to get to upload and interact with you online.
Yeah, makes good sense. Well, you know, we will have other sessions on document management system, but again, with Accountants World, you can buy Cloud Cabinet as a standalone. More likely, you'll get it as part of the whole Power Practice suite, and the integration between the various modules is pretty impressive. Now, with Cloud Cabinet, one of the features that it has is unlimited client portals at no charge. So we would suggest, or almost insist, that you create a portal for every client so your clients can download final deliverables and upload files for you to work on. The portals, by the way, can be used for the Accounting Power, the accounting product, and Payroll Relief, the payroll product. So you can have all of the accounting, payroll, and other activities in a single portal. And what Cloud Cabinet's really doing for your practice is it's allowing you to do a secured sharing of documents with the clients. You're not having to deal with third-party products that are maybe less secure, like Dropbox or Box.net. It's part of the system, which gives you streamlined operations and frankly also helps you from a disaster recovery perspective. I did not mention that Accountants World runs everything in their system on redundant Amazon Web Services. So I think they've got a fairly comprehensive strategy and approach to keep your files available to you. So, Brian, other items that you might call out on Cloud Cabinet? I've probably got a few more that I could, take over.
You know, Cloud Cabinet comes, it will let you set up pre-designed or pre-templated folders for each of your clients. And then you and your client can both upload things like fixed asset records, leases, financial statements, other things like that. There is a local application that you can install on your local computer that will sync your Cloud Cabinet back to your local computer. So that way you can have a backup of that data on a local computer, and that that way, if for some reason something happens, God forbid, to Amazon Web Services, then we have a backup of that information and you have it offline. You know, probably it's more likely that your internet service is going to go down because of a storm or some other reason like that. So again, this gives you security that you will be in control, because you'll have the data you need to do your work and to figure out plan B in the event you've got some kind of catastrophic natural disaster or something like that. And, you know, again, in those tough times, that's when we, you know, again, our clients really, really need us. Now we can secure files, so we can actually set up files where certain files are not viewable by everyone, and we can do the same with clients. And so by doing that now, we can have like the secret agent clients in here where we don't want people messing around in there. Maybe we've got somebody that's active in politics or that's a public figure. We have the ability inside this software to lock out others out of those particularly sensitive files without having to go and set up a separate instance of this or a separate firm like we might with another application.
A natural thing that you mentioned earlier that this vendor has done is they have client folders and firm folders. And in many of the systems that we'll talk about in our document management products in the technology lab, you have to knowingly set up a separate firm area. So this sensitivity to private documents or clients where there should be a limited number of people in the firm to see those is a big deal. So again, Cloud Cabinet breaks it up into firm administration and client folders, and then you can still secure folder structures underneath that. So when you're looking at this Cloud Cabinet product, then it integrates with the accounting product and payroll relief and the after the fact payroll. And the idea here is that all activities, all reports, if you will, can be auto-generated into Cloud Cabinet. So there's not a question about, you know, where does the report go? It goes into Cloud Cabinet. And if you want to deliver it in email, you can do that. If you want to print it, you can do that. And it allows clients to print paychecks in their offices, for example, or other reports that you might do from an accounting perspective. So again, we'll talk about those types of features in the accounting power or payroll relief. Finally, though, bill payment's a big deal. And Cloud Cabinet can greatly streamline the receipt of invoices from bill payments, the scanning, and then the ability to attach those as well. So I think, Brian, our time might be getting short. Are there other things that we would want our listeners to know about Accountants World, Practice Relief, and Cloud Cabinet?
And again, just a well thought out system. It doesn't have the features you don't need, and it has the features you need and doesn't have the ones you don't. It's just designed to help you be more effective and get more done. And it allows you and your firm to operate from anywhere. So you can be a virtual firm, you can work in an office. With the exception of the tool to synchronize data or if you wanted to automatically upload PDF files, with the exception of that, there's really no software that has to be installed. So you can run this on a Chromebook, you can run it in Windows, you can run it on Mac OS, and you can run it from anywhere, anytime. So that's, it's productivity anywhere, anytime. I don't know how you get much better than that.
Yeah. So if you want an effective, efficient system that is cloud-based, that has everything you need except tax, then Accountants World is probably in your future. You can get it all with Power Practice, or you can just get practice management with Practice Relief and get your document management with Cloud Cabinet. Well, we appreciate your time with us on the Technology Lab today. Brian and I will be back with you in another future session. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.